The military has brought so much to El Paso, and every now and then it brings an artist to town who's just too interesting not to get to know, and that's the case with Frashel Tesla, who's with me now. Welcome, Frashel.
Thank you.
Boy, have I had fun reading up on you and seeing the images you create. I went to fineartamerica.com mm-hmm. and then /profiles and found Frashel Tesla's imagery there. And it just brought up all kinds of questions.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell me about your background.
I was born in Bennettsville, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. My father was military, so we traveled a lot. My father, my mother, my sisters, and I traveled all over the world, all over the place. I was raised sort of didactically everywhere, and my creating different little objects and my little dolls, my message, everything sort of came about because of that, because of my military background. Because, you know, as children, you move, you lose things. You lose a doll. Something breaks. A dollhouse is smushed. So my poor little sisters, they would just be in tears every time we'd move. And I just got tired of seeing that.
How many brothers and sisters were you?
I just have two little sisters.
Okay.
Yeah, two younger sisters. So every time I would make it. If they saw a necklace they wanted, I'd make it. A dollhouse they wanted, I'd make it. So I was a master architect.
The go-to gal.
Yeah, the go-to gal. So it was really, it was that need to have. And so we never really wanted for anything. I'd just make it.
Yeah. What a great attitude.
Yeah. So it was good. So it goes with military too, right?
Well, just, self-sufficiency.
Yes.
The military community is a wonderful and very special creature.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We grow where we're planted.
Absolutely. There's that can-do attitude, and making things work is the way it works. Yeah, I love the way you referred to yourself as a well-traveled military brat in your childhood. And tell me how your art then evolved over time.
We traveled so much. And then I grew up, did college, joined the military, got married, traveled more, had the baby, traveled more.
Boy, you're going really fast there. Let's go back to the point where you joined the military.
Oh, okay, so we can do that too.
How long were you in the military yourself?
Oh, gosh. I did 14 plus. Yeah.
Years?
Years.
You don't look old enough to have done all this.
Yeah. Oh, let's not go there.
I guess it was concurrent a lot of
it. It was concurrent. Let's not go there with the age thing. But yeah, so, ouch. Yeah, so while I was in, when I first joined, it was such a good opportunity to travel and see all these different things, different cultures, different people. And it all came up from when I was a child. It would not leave me alone. Art would not leave me alone. And we'd go on tours, and I'd just sketch everywhere we went. Mm-hmm. Someone would have a birthday. Say I lived in the barracks when I was a single soldier. And I would, I want to plan this part. And I would just go ballistic, decorating, making all these homemade things. A baby shower, it was game on. So, and yeah, and it was, I was like, woohoo. It's so sad, huh?
But no, it's charming.
I really wanted to, and that's how I would give. You know, I was young in the military, didn't have much money. You know, private pay, specialist pay is not much. But if I had a chance to create something and to give, then I would. And I made so many friends. I can imagine. You know, learning about German culture, Russian culture, Polish culture. And I used to take little bits and pieces of their art and incorporate it. And,
wonderful.
It was the best. It was a good ride. The Army really helped me. It grew
what
me.
Was your specialty in service?
I was a 45 Bravo, small arms repair.
Small arms repair. Were you deployed at any point in time?
I did a stint with the Bosnian deployment. Most I just leave that up to my husband. That's where we met in the military. So he's the guy. Right. That's the guy with the deployment. He's the master of that. I couldn't wrap myself around it too much.
Well,
but I did my time. I did what I was supposed to do.
That's a good number of years. Yes. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you so much.
And to your husband.
Yes.
Yeah. So your children are how old now?
I just have one daughter. I only have one child. Uh-huh. Gideon. She is 12 years old now.
Oh, my. Yeah. And is she like her mama?
Absolutely not.
She's not
because I'm too, my daughter even tells me, you're so busy. Good Lord. You need to slow it down.
Don't know how.
Yeah. So she's very even. She's like my husband and very, they're very conscious people. And she's a very even child. Mm-hmm. She has a great sense of humor. She's very bright.
I guess I know where that came from. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's me right there.
Yeah, but holding pattern is your definition of stress. Okay.
Yes. So, okay.
All right. So your art evolved. Now tell me about when did you go from home art projects and stuff to actually considering yourself an artist?
Oh, yes. In Germany. They have little art markets and little thrift store things they have, and they call them flow markets. And my neighbor, this old lady, Frau Schmidt, we were renting our home from her, beautiful home, and she loved the little things I would make, little dolls. Mm-hmm. And she saw me at a flow market, and she said, "Frischel, you need to decide if you're a crafter or if you're an artist."
Ah, interesting question.
Bridge the gap. Bridge the gap. Bridge
it. How did you perceive that gap?
Oh my gosh.
As being what?
I never thought to take it higher. Mm-hmm. I just know, like, in my heart and my soul, I really wanted to go farther mm-hmm. with it. But I didn't think anyone else saw that. I didn't really see it at the time.
Well, I see in your work, and you do have two-dimensional, three-dimensional mm-hmm. works. I just don't see a whole lot of boundaries. You haven't decided that you need to be restrained by anything. Mm-hmm. But the themes that you deal with, especially in some of the two-dimensional works, are thoughtful. They challenge the viewer. To me, that's where art comes in, where there's a consciousness in the piece of work. Yes. And boy, do you do that. Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of your pieces. For example, F. Tesla's Great and Secret Show.
Oh, my gosh. That is my pride and joy right now. And I'm so glad you asked me about that one, because I'm on cloud nine about that one.
It's one of your newer works?
Yes. It is my latest show.
I'll be darned. Okay.
It will be running for the entire month of May mm-hmm. at 500 West Paisano. That's downtown.
Oh, that's the Art Junction.
That's the Art Junction.
On Paisano, yes.
And Crossland Art Gallery is right downstairs.
When you say show, how many other pieces will we see? What can we expect?
Goodness.
Not that we can really explain this to the listeners,
which is
part of the fun.
Well, yes, I know. It's with every show I have, they're sort of like, they're small lessons mm-hmm. and they're surprises. And the dolls, this show itself is going to uncover and explain little bits and pieces of the minstrel shows of the Old South. And their origins, their beginnings, and these stereotypical characters of mm-hmm. these shows, these mm-hmm. and how they carried on over into vaudeville, mm-hmm. into TV, on the internet, and still other countries still celebrate these things. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting. Even just getting the space ready gives me the heebies. People are going by and they're like, I don't know if I should laugh at that or if I should be offended.
Yes.
I love it. Laugh.
Yes. Yeah. This is something that I can still freeze up when I'm talking to somebody and they're of a different race.
Yes, yes.
And I am suddenly so afraid that I'm going to step on a landmine of some kind and say the wrong thing. And your artwork plays with that, has fun with it. You have a piece called Freed Woman's.
Yes.
And it's a very folk art style painting. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that one.
Yes. During the migration, when tons of slaves, they were freed in the South, they were migrating to the North. And so they were confronted with lots of different situations. You know, they had this double veil, this double consciousness. Mm-hmm. They were aware that they were one black and two women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of them had lost their loved ones, lost their children in slavery, mm-hmm. lost all their rights. And they were making their way to this freed place. So they would kind of huddle together and they would travel kind of in packs. Like little woman packs.
Safety in numbers.
Safety in numbers.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
So it's just a really deep piece. You have to kind of just step back and take it all in. And I like for people to make their own stories. I like to give them an outline and let them fill it in.
When I look at on this website, fineartamerica.com, mm-hmm. when I look at your work scrolling along, I'm thinking this woman is several different people.
Yes.
Because you do another one, you have another one that's titled, well, actually the lettering in it is Pop Goes the Negro, K-N-E-E, G-R-O-W. And I'm thinking, okay, this lady's really looking for a reaction there. I mean, you're going to stand there and slap your forehead and say, I got to meet this gal.
This is funny, huh? I love to make those obnoxious titles. Well, they're... I couldn't say what I wanted to say. But you should have seen the reaction I got at the copiers. The first copier, I won't say their name because we're on radio, but the first copier, he was this little fella. He was like, oh, no, I cannot print that.
Cannot
you must be
that.
Creative.
Oh,
you're
my.
An artist. Get creative.
Well, now, you just said something that made me wonder. Because you have such, in a way, such a light attitude about something so potentially dark and heavy.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I wondered, are there any messages hidden in your work that you're really afraid to say to anybody directly? And you kind of just referred to that. Yes. Do you talk in code?
I do. And it's funny, the reactions I get to the art, to the code, when people pick up on it, it's like a bing, a light went on in there. Yeah. In their house there.
Do you have problem with people of color?
Oh,
yes.
With
the whites or
yes.
the non-blacks, whoever
yes.
we are at that
Absolutely.
Point in time.
Absolutely. My husband is mixed. He's Caucasian
really?
And Mexican. He's white and Mexican. So,
okay.
yeah. And then my parents were both raised in South Carolina, Bennettsville, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
That's the country right
yep.
there.
Yep.
And not too many others there, just them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you just like universally yeah. come and just give us a little slap, right? Regardless
yes.
of race or gender.
Okay. So, you know what? Even, and I was telling people, too, even... with some of my work, I remember I was at my mom's house before we moved here. With some of my work, my mom was like, what the heck is that? What, are you crazy? Are you?
I
no.
think if you don't irritate
yes,
your parents, you must not be really
right,
getting into
course.
Your.
But my father thought they were hilarious. He said, that's the way to go, kid. Go. He
oh,
said, that's the
good.
Way to get it out there. And to, like I said, bridge that veil of double consciousness so people are more aware.
Well, I love your term of self-excavation.
Oh, yes.
Because the graciousness and the beauty and the fun of what you are doing holds together because you have really excavated your own
yes.
depths. It's not a superficial game. So I am just delighted by your work and by the opportunity to get to know you and to introduce El Paso to your work through this program. My guest today, artist Frachelle Tesla. She has an exhibition at the Art Junction, the Crossland Gallery, 500 West Paisano. If you don't know the space, you really ought to, and it's going to be up all the way through May. So get to know her by visiting fineartamerica.com, and then you can throw in /profiles and drill down to find her images. Just delightful to get to visit with you today. Thank you, Frachelle.
Thank you so much. This has been an honor.